This is CliffCentral.com.
We're going to meet this interesting dude now. His name is DJ Cunis. Now, the reason I wanted to
use your words, Gareth.
The reason I want to get him in here is he's had a couple of really calamitous, horrible things happen to him. He feels like he has a cloud hanging over his head.
Oh, dear.
Because he's had one or two horrible things happen to him in the last while. But everybody in the office knows him and is interested in him. He's a DJ, obviously. He's a musical performer and composer. He started off as an R&B singer. You want to bring him in, Flex? Let's meet the guy. In a boy band at school. Then he moved on to do hip-hop with some of his high school friends. The name, the name DJ Cunis, do you know what that stands for?
No. How do you spell it?
The Q-N-E-S-S.
Q-N-E-S-S. Okay.
Yeah. The name comes from, the Q is for quality.
Okay.
It's the qualitiness.
Oh. Okay.
Get it? Can't make up a word like that. Or are you allowed to?
You can do whatever you want.
Exactly. He's shared the stage with Oskido, Vinnie Da Vinci, DJ Kent, DJ Fresh, Mikasa, Tira, and international stars like Monique Bingham, Ralph Gum, Rocker, Cafele, and UPZ. He's currently in studio working on his 2017 release. Hey, man.
Yo.
Good to see you, dude. Are you all right?
I'm cool.
Yeah,
how are
you? Come. Have a seat here. I've heard you had a bit of a shitty year so far.
No, actually, it's not true. It's actually... No? A few bad journalists that just wanted to write a few bad things.
So none of it's true?
I mean, they just... It's like when you take a piece of smoke and then you say it was an atomic bomb.
Okay.
You know that
kind
of thing.
Like exaggeration.
Blowing things out of proportion
so you can sell the news.
All right, everybody. This is DJ Cunis. His real name is Kubanindlovu, right?
Kubanindlovu.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. All right, so let me just go through these things and you tell me which one's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
In February this year, you were building a house. That's true?
Yes.
Okay. You want me to bring in the legal music so that we know exactly what's going on here? So you just, all you have to do is confirm or deny, all right?
Confirm or deny.
Okay, here it is.
Set the record straight.
So, in February of this year, Mr. Ndlovu, were you at your house under construction?
Yes.
While taking a tour of the said house, did you, Mr. Ndlovu, bump your head against an improperly fitted door frame?
Yes.
Mr. Ndlovu, did you suffer a deep cut to your head and bleed a lot?
No.
What happened?
It was just a minor
so you
cut.
Like, you bumped your head?
There was a cut.
Because they said you passed out and fractured your rib cage.
I did not pass out. I did not fracture a rib cage. What happened was we have a WhatsApp group where we just talk about what happened. I think someone in that WhatsApp group went and told someone. Then someone went and then it ended up in the wrong...
Like Margaret van Veek's beaver.
Oh, somebody betrayed you and became a source
you know
for
what
the
I mean?
Journalist.
Yes, and it was so exaggerated. Like, I've never broken a rib cage. I've never... Oh, it's crazy.
What a lot of nonsense. Okay, try the next charge, Mr. Mm-hmm. Ndlovu. Last year, it was reported that you were in a horrific accident with Koli M en route to Botswana.
Koli M was in an accident, not me.
You weren't in the car?
So they literally gave me an accident.
You were not in the car?
I was never in that car.
You were not traveling with Koli M at the time?
Traveling.
You were not in a convoy with
I was in Cape Town.
Objection, Your Honor, badgering the witness. He's already answered the question.
Okay. And then, did you say that you need to go home and do the necessary rituals because you are convinced you have a dark cloud hanging over your head?
My father is a pastor right now.
Okay.
They literally wanted to, you know, like, what do you call it? When you're a kid and you steal candy and they wanna, what do they call it? Spank you?
Shire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, shire hard. They
yeah.
literally wanted to beat me up.
Yeah, discipline.
You come from a Christian family.
Okay.
What is this that we're reading in the news?
Oh.
None of this is true.
Yeah.
You are humiliating our family. We've never, believed in rituals. You know, we've never been, you know, that kind of a family.
Mm.
We've always believed in, you know, praying, going to church.
But they were like, we need to appeal to some higher source here. We're going straight for the rituals.
Bad journalism. Like,
again, nonsense. All right. Well, we've cleared that up. I'm so glad. Because you don't seem like the kind of guy who attracts bad things.
I don't. Yeah. I'm so down to earth.
Happy
humble,
dude.
Happy,
yeah, right.
Smiley.
So how's the career going?
It's going great. It's going great.
What are you up to at the moment? Where are you busy performing?
Well, I mean, I literally came from Durban this morning.
You landed this morning.
Exhausted.
I haven't showered.
I wonder what that smell was.
I mean, like, yeah, it's crazy. I had like a little little gig yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Corporate type of gig. I need to go to East London tonight. It's my birthday, actually.
Hey, today?
Yeah.
So happy birthday.
You and Michael Flex. Both
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, busy working hard on your birthday, though.
Yeah.
But that's what it's about.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me, I mean, when you do a whole bunch of these gigs every year, eventually it just all feels the same, right? I mean, you want everyone to matter. You want every gig to be important. And obviously you care about it. But you do eventually reach a point where you go, I'm tired now.
I think that's a valid point because it happened to me with the music.
Yeah.
It gets, you know.
Do you ever just stand up there in front of a crowd and you're like, I don't know what to play these people?
It's, you know. I mean, it happened more like on the creative, you know. Mm. If you listen to the last 3 singles that I released, I don't know if you've heard them, My World with Kyle.
I've got one over here now, yeah.
Okay, I released a song called My World with Kyle Dutch, released a song called Can You Feel It with December Streets, and I just released the one with Berita. If you listen to that and then listen to what I did maybe 2-3 years ago, it's totally different because I think I reached a saturation of, like, it's starting to sound the same. It's like you start not feeling that excitement anymore because you almost like giving
which,
the people.
Which song is this one?
It's the Firelighter, the brand new one with Berita.
Sounds very good. I haven't heard this before, so give me a second. Everybody else, just amuse yourselves while I'm listening. Everybody, keep yourselves busy. I'm taking a listen to the song. I really like this. I'm not just saying that. If you were here and you had a horrible song, I'd tell you it was horrible. This is beautiful. Isn't this beautiful?
Thank you.
Bubs?
That's a great song.
Who's singing?
Berita.
Where's she from? I've never heard of her.
She's literally an Afropop singer.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, so.
But this is some groove you've got here.
Yeah, it's a fusion of a whole lot of things. You
Where
know?
Do you come up with your ideas? I mean, you sit in a studio and just mess around with beats and.
I listen to U2. I listen to The Journey. I listen to Earth, Wind and Fire. I listen to weird stuff.
Well,
I mean, this morning I was listening to what was that song? Every time you go away, take a piece of me.
Hall and Oates.
Exactly.
Every time.
Exactly.
You go away. Right.
I listen to.
You like that old stuff?
I listen to that soulful stuff, so you will hear it in my music, you know, and it just kind of influences everything I do, and then I just fuse it into dance music. You know, and then that's where I'm talking not just to people that listen to dance music, but I'm also talking to my dad who listens to classical music, you know, your dad.
Do you think that the fact that you have so many different influences, because it sounds to me like you're the kind of guy who really, you're not genre specific. You might be a big jazz and R&B and hip hop and rap and 80s music fan.
Definitely, yeah.
That is actually the way that evolved people feel about music. Like, you're way more, you have a much bigger spectrum of musical interest than I do, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like a lot of commercial, middle of the road pop music, but I do like some strange stuff. I still have to develop a taste for jazz, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you have deep feelings about all of that.
Yeah, there's elements of jazz if you listen to the song that you just played. Yeah. So, what was your question?
No, just, do you think that stuff helps you to be a better writer?
Definitely does, because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all those influences that are going through you, and when you're being creative, you're picking up all these, like, depending on how you feel at that point in time, you're picking up something from each relevant influence, and you find that you create something that you never even thought you could, you know, come up with.
You spoke about reaching a saturation point about, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yes.
So then how do you get yourself out of that funk? Because I imagine it would be like for writer's block where they're sitting there and they can't produce anything.
Yeah.
So then what do you do? Do you?
I think my sound kind of changed a little bit, slightly. If you listen to what I released 3 years ago, and you listen to what came out now, you'll hear that there's a bit of a change. So I think it's some form of evolution happened.
I'm going to play the Kyle Deutsch song. Just
play
now.
That Kyle.
No. We'll play, I'm going to play both your songs so
all
people
right,
can
nice.
Hear the whole thing.
Okay, cool.
But before we get into that, back to the court. I need to ask you one other thing.
Uh-oh.
Is it true that you said? Is it true that you said? You wanted to give up on music once, but you saw success in other local DJs and producers, and it inspired you. So you were going to give up.
I've never said that.
See, again, lies. I'm being fed lies.
You know.
Stop going through the internet, bro. I'm right here.
One last question. Is it true that you had a fight with AKA?
Never.
Never?
Never, ever.
You didn't
ever,
punch
ever.
Him?
No. He'd probably punch me. Not the other way around.
Is it true that you are actually a reptile?
Actually, I am.
Oh, finally!
That's what we were waiting for.
Cracks the king.
No, I can't believe that. All right, so how do these singers find you? Do you choose them, or do they come to you and say, hey, listen, dude, we'd really like to do a song with you?
With Barita, it was fifth season. They reached out and they were like,
"Who was Barita? Fifth season? What?"
Fifth season is a record company.
Oh, okay.
The same record company where AKA comes from.
Okay.
She's with that record company, so they reached out and like, "Hey, you want to do something with Barita?"
Huh.
And I was skeptical, to be honest.
She sounds beautiful. Is she good looking, or is it one of those misleading?
She's very beautiful. If you go to my Instagram, there's a video of me and her in the studio actually working on this song.
Mm.
She's very beautiful. So because she's from Afropop, that's one genre where I'm not really a fan. Okay, not that I'm a fan, but I just didn't know how I'd fuse it with what I do. So I was really, you know, confused. And we went back and forth, and then she wrote this solo on a guitar, and I went crazy.
So she actually helped you write this song?
Yeah, she actually came up with the concept for this particular song, and
with Kyle, how did that work?
Kyle, I did a beat in the studio, like I always do, and then I sent it to him. He went bananas. He recorded it in 30 minutes.
Wow.
And he was like, Eunice, let's release this thing. Let's release. This is going to be a big song.
It's fantastic.
And I'm like, okay, cool.
Are you making decent money?
Definitely, yes.
Good.
I think I am, yeah.
Because the music business is harder than ever, right?
It is hard. I think it depends on how you position yourself as an artist. Like, I'll tell you this, DJing is now boring. DJs all get there, do the same thing, look at the decks, play a song, play the next song.
Right.
And anyone can do that. That's why we even have a three-year-old DJ. He's showing us that it's possible. You know what I mean? So, not saying it in a bad way, but it's just something that anyone can just say, I want to do it. So you need to just, like, for example, with how we perform is we have a live set. I take my whole studio on stage, and I have a vocalist who performs all my tracks from the tracks that I did back in 2009.
Wow.
Yes. So it then makes it a bit different because it's almost
how
like a live
gear,
experience.
How much gear do you have to lug around with you? For
well, it's not that. I mean, you know these days.
So when you walk through the airport, you look like a pack mule.
I mean, you know we can do everything on.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just the Ableton and then the console and then MPC and the voice box, and then there's a keyboard and a microphone for the vocal.
No, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Come on, guys. That's not much.
You know what,
I literally carry that with me. Like, I travel with that.
I take a bag the size of my buddy's handbag, and I'm sorted.
And you're good to go.
All right, I want to play this song, and then we come back to you in a second. DJ Kunis featuring Barita. This is called Firelighter. We gave you a taste of it just now, but it's such a beautiful song. It's the first time I've heard it, and I want to hear the whole thing. So everybody shut up and amuse yourselves, and I want to listen. This a lot. This is DJ Kunis and Barita, rather, and Firelighter. She's magnificent, but the song has got such a good groove. So a lot of people complimenting it, saying they love the song. Very nice. You asked me while it was playing, how would I define it, and in what genre would I put it? I don't know. Michelle says, I love this guy's music.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Also, doesn't it become more difficult these days, passing genres when you know, with the collaborations, you have like the blending of different genres, and then you're like, what do we call it? I don't know.
DJ Snake and Justin Bieber, right. Like all sorts of weird people coming together. It's just a crazy.
So, how's your birthday been so far?
I'm tired. I never slept. I think I slept 1.5 hours. Oh. I'm literally tired.
So, what are you going to do after this? Go home and sleep?
I'm going to go home, sleep, and then I'm going to catch another flight at 3:45 p.m.
Oh, to East London.
To East London.
Hard, huh? And everybody thinks it's so glamorous.
It's not. Maybe it is when you start and you like go on your first flight and you, is this really me? Oh, I'm sleeping in a hotel. And then as time goes by, you're like,
oh no, not another hotel.
Do you know how much I want to sleep in my bed? Like, oh my word.
How many nights of an average month are you actually at home?
It actually depends. I think I spend half of the month, if not 20 days, maybe.
Okay, so that's a fair amount. Don't complain too much.
Yeah, I can't complain too much.
Yeah, what's going on relationship-wise?
What is going on relationship?
If you have to ask that question, then I'd be lying. If you have to repeat my question, that means there's nothing going on.
I'm trying to think about that. No, there's nothing.
Do you have more speculation, Gareth?
Huh?
Do you have more speculation about this?
Yeah, let's get the...
Do you want to bring
back in the
yeah.
court.
Please.
Let's go back to court with you, all right? Are you ready? So when is the last time that you took a girl from the dance floor and brought her into the DJ box for some dirty, filthy... reprehensible behavior.
Weird as it may sound, I've never done that.
Really?
I've only been a victim of... Okay, I'll confess. I've been a victim of DMs.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Riding in the DMs.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to lie about that.
So these ladies, they what? They say hi in your direct message and they will try and get something started.
You know, like, when you have cool pics and then you look cool, but in reality, when they meet you, you're like this ugly dude, you know? You've put all the filters on Instagram... But then it's just like it's still DJ Tuna, so yeah. I'm gonna go with it. It's fine.
Do you think DJs? You said earlier you think it's become a bit boring for DJs. Like everybody's doing the same thing. Really, they're all playing the same songs.
I think the industry is saturated. Yeah, it's boring because that's why all of a sudden hip hop rappers are more cool. I mean. A few years ago, I think Euphonic said, I don't want to be a rapper because rappers are broke. Something like that.
Yeah.
And if you look at it now, DJs are getting broke and the rappers are the ones that are coining it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Filling up stadiums and all sorts
exactly.
of things.
Because hip-hop, they took it to another level. They turned it into a lifestyle. They dress the parts. They shoot the hardest videos, have the hardest girls. And then all we do is we work on our videos. And
Flax, since you've been in the rap game a long time, what do you have to say about this?
I don't think I've been in it as long as you may think.
Yeah, that's true. So you guys have the same birthday. That means that your parents must have had sex around New Year.
I legit think mine had sex on New Year's Eve. Like, maybe a bit too much champagne. They were probably on a ship somewhere, and they were like, hey.
Let's make Michael.
No, more like we can't find a condom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you think you might have been a mistake?
I don't think I was a mistake. I just think I wasn't timed properly.
No, I don't think it's called a mistake. It's just you weren't planned.
Yeah.
I know I wasn't planned.
You weren't planned, Michael?
My mother told me that I wasn't planned.
Wow.
But I was kept. So that doesn't make me a mistake, does it?
Well, you're here now.
Because if you were a mistake, then they're like, oh, well,
you're one
maybe.
Hell of a successful mistake. You've done all right. What kind of a life do you lead when you're not on tour doing gigs and that kind of thing?
I always make music. That's the problem. But I okay.
Is it a problem?
No, it's not a problem. And I also watch a lot of series. Like lately, I enjoy series. So
when you're writing. Does that happen anywhere? You could be on the plane and you could come up with an idea.
Yeah,
you could be in the car.
Yeah,
Where do most of them come from?
When I sleep.
Do you suddenly wake up in the night? Do you have something to write things down on? Do you grab your phone?
Yeah, like I can dream like that I'm in a concert and someone is playing a song, but that song doesn't exist. And then I end up taking that song and I compose it.
Wow. That's a hell of a skill, man. I wish I could have that. That's... No, that's an amazing thing to be able to do.
It's weirdo. They call it weirdo.
No, I think that is real talent.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it happens.
Does it switch off? I mean, do you have days where it doesn't bother you at all and you can't actually think of a melody or you can't think of anything?
It's always beautiful melodies. It's always like beautiful, sweet melodies. Yeah. And I always want to go with them. Then there's those times where you forget and then you're like, ah, how am I going to remember this? And then it just goes away, you know?
And do you ever feel like you just want to turn off music because it's too much?
Yeah, I've felt like that, bro. Like, I've felt like...
From quiet?
Yeah, like at home, I don't play dance music. Or I just play the weird songs that I told you about earlier on. Then when I'm in the studio, that's when I, you know, play a lot of dance music.
I think it just becomes overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be too much, because then that's where we start reaching that level, that saturation level that I told you about.
So what's the big dream here? I mean, where would you like to be in say 5 years from now?
I've got role models. David Guetta, mm-hmm. Calvin Harris.
Jeez, you're not messing around, huh?
I'm looking for a local Taylor Swift. They took Bonang, so.
Well, there's a Skibberish. There's a Skibberish on the corner of Vessels Road here we can take your way.
Don't call a woman with a healthy sexual appetite a Skibberish.
No, but she's there in a miniskirt and it's 6 in the morning. What do you think she is?
That's crazy. Yeah, but even P. Diddy, like P. Diddy's been a role model since time memorial, Jay-Z, you know, it doesn't have to be dance music. But I salute what even Skrillex and Diplo did, like the way they married, you know, EDM, all of a sudden dance music is now like a popular sound. It used to be just in the underground clubs in Europe. Now it's mainstream, it's on Billboard, like it's getting recognized. So I think there's hope, you know, even for us here in SA.
Well, listen, dude, I only met you for the first time today. There are a lot of people in the office who were saying how brilliant you are, and I felt like an idiot because I hadn't heard any of it before. But congratulations on your success so far. Just tell us about this the song with Kyle. I mean, you said you sent him the beat. He took a listen to it. He fell in love. He said, let's do this together. And then you both got into studio together, or did you record separately?
We never recorded it together. He was in Durban. I was in Johannesburg. And then they did the vocals that side.
Okay.
And they did the whole song, and then they sent me the vocals, and then I was like, wow, okay, I wasn't sure about it, but I like the way he sings. And then as time went on, I grew into the song, and then when we released it, everyone just loved it. And
how do you know when a song's ready? Because you could carry on producing and producing and producing and producing.
Yeah, that's the thing. With me, I never really know when a song is ready. People around me, I ask a lot of people opinions, because I always feel like I can still add that last bass line, that last string. You know, I'm over perfectionist.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and a lot of vocalists struggle because, like, you know, I don't want to be in studio with you because you're going to tell, like, December Streets, when you did Can You Feel It? Mm-hmm. I told them that the song was boring. And we went on to release that song, and I think it peaked at number 2 on the Rams chart, you know.
Yes, dude.
Almost made number 1. So sometimes,
do you reckon you could have got to number 1 if they'd just believed you and you'd been able to fiddle?
Yes.
Well, give yourself a break. You're doing great, and I'm very, very pleased you got to spend some time with us on your birthday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. I'm going to play the song My World that you do with Kyle Deutsch, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Pop by any time. All right, there we go. Everybody, it's DJ Kunis on Touch Central and Cliff Central this morning.
This is CliffCentral.com.